Good morning. So this morning we are reading from Luke chapter 24, verse 36 to 49. And we're covering the subject of areas to grow in. And this is part of your earth suit general need, right? So, where do you want me to start, Lord? Just read it through. Okay. Now, backstory to this. Jesus has been crucified. He's been buried. He has been found not in the tomb. And he has appeared to Simon Peter, as well as to two on the road to Emmaus. And they've now come back to come and tell everybody, we've seen Jesus. And so, some of the disciples now have heard from the woman that he's missing. They've heard from Simon Peter that he has seen Jesus. By this stage, they would have heard from Mary Magdalene that she had seen Jesus. And they've just heard from the two that were leaving Jerusalem and going back to Emmaus, that Jesus is alive. So they've heard from a number of accounts the impossible, the supernatural, and yet they're struggling, right? And they were talking about it. Now you can imagine those who have not yet seen Jesus are somewhat, I wouldn't say necessarily jealous, but why not me? Why haven't I seen Jesus yet? So, we start with verse 36. And as they thus spake, Jesus himself stood in the midst of them, and saith unto them, Peace unto you. But they were terrified and affrighted, and supposed that they had seen a spirit. So, why did God not appear to them first? Because of this response. They were frightened. They were terrified. And so they did not know what to do with this. But because of the accounts that they had heard to this point, so they didn't bolt out the door and run like crazy. Right? There was something that was holding them back a little bit. They were still frightened. They were terrified, in fact. And he said unto them, Why are ye troubled? And why do thoughts arise in your hearts? Behold my hands and my feet, that is I myself. Handle me and see, for a spirit hath not flesh and bones, as ye see me have. So they had supposed that they had seen a spirit, so they were frightened, right? And when he had thus spoken, he showed them hands and feet. And while they yet believed not for joy and wondered, he said unto them, Have ye here any meat? Meat meaning food, right? And they gave him a piece of broiled fish and of a honeycomb. And he took and did eat before them. That was evidence that Jesus was not in the flesh, but also not just like a ghost, right? He was in his spirit body. He was in his resurrected body. And we too will have this kind of a body in future. And yes, it will be able to eat. It won't need to eat, but it will be able to eat, right? And he said unto them, These the words which I spake unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled which were written in the law of Moses, and the prophets, and the Psalms concerning me. Then opened he their understanding, that they might understand the scriptures. You see, as much as we can try to understand things. We're doing it academically. We're trying to force things. God is the one that can open understanding. I mean, the Bible says, do not lean unto your own understanding, because your own understanding is so limited. It is logical. It is calculated. It is not supernatural. It does not go beyond what you can see or think, etc. It doesn't do that, right? Then opened he their understanding, that they might understand the scriptures, and said unto them, thus it is written, and thus it behooved Christ to suffer, and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. And ye are witnesses of these things. And behold, I send you the promise of my Father upon you. But tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until ye be endued with power from on high. So, Jesus has now explained to them, the reason why you have been with me this last 3 years is so that you can be a witness. Witness of all these things, all the things that Jesus had to go through that relate to the scriptures. Because remember, he fulfilled so many scriptures during his life and ministry, right? And these are witnesses. They're direct witnesses, right? Now, in your own life, you've got things that you've witnessed God do in your life. It may not be that he appeared to you or something totally supernatural like that, but you know in your heart, you know God is the only one that could do that or did do that. You're a witness. And witnesses are not there for themselves. They're there so that others can believe. But notice, he doesn't send them out without the Holy Spirit. And so, you may have these amazing experiences, but have you been baptized in the Holy Spirit? Remember, baptized in water means that you are giving God permission to fill you with the Holy Spirit as well, right? And it's a full commitment. And so, when you've accepted Jesus, that's one step. Once you've been baptized, that's the second step. And then you ask Holy Spirit to come inside you. Now you have everything that you need, the boldness, the courage, and everything else that you need within you to go and spread the gospel. Using yourself and what God's done in your life as the example and the witness. You know, you come from your own background, you come from your own situation, you come from things that are taking place in your life that are also taking place in other people's lives. And they look at it and they wonder, what on earth is going on? Lord, show us what is it? Show us what is it? And so many times, the things that we wind up doing wrong and getting messed up are there so that we can become a witness to those who are getting things wrong and are messed up. Getting things wrong and are messed up, just like we were. And so, you'll notice that God has to open the understanding to the scriptures. So pray for it. Ask God to open the understanding. Ask him to show you how these scriptures work. Read the word. Know it. Understand that yes, Jesus had to suffer in our place, but that he was raised. And the fact that he was raised means that we can be saved. Physically, in terms of your physical earth suit, the area to grow in is the spending time in the Word. Do not be afraid of the things that are going to be manifesting themselves, the spiritual things. They are subject to Jesus. They are subject to the name of Jesus. You just say, in the name of Jesus Christ, get out. And picture Jesus on the cross, paying for your sin. He is your defender. He is the one who will deal with them. You don't have to deal with them. You are more than a conqueror. Right? Jesus conquered, and he protects you, therefore you are more than a conqueror. When it comes to your resurrected body, it can do many things. It's going to be able to do many, many, many different things. But some of the things that take place here, it will still be able to do. Not because it needs to, but so that you are able to communicate God's message. Jesus set them at ease when he showed that he was still real. He wasn't just some ethereal spirit like other people sometimes say. He was physically physical. And he still had all the evidences, not just his hands and his feet, but he had every single scar from that lashing of the scourging. He had every bit of that too. Now, it wasn't entirely uncommon to see people who had been scourged with all of those cuts and lashes, etc., over them. The scripture tells us that Jesus didn't even look human after all that lashing. And so, in a sense, you can imagine seeing that form that had been so scarred and ripped and all the rest of it, seeing that would have definitely terrified you. They didn't see this nice, clear picture that you see people see of Jesus with nice long hair and not a single scar or mark on his body. That's not what they saw. But they recognized that it was him. They also recognized that every one of those scars and everything that he went through, he had to suffer. He had to suffer. Verse 46. And he said unto them, thus it is written, and thus it behooves Christ to suffer, and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. That's our mandate. We need to be preaching the gospel, whether we do it by word or whether we do it by actions that other people see. That's what we need to be doing. We use our physical body for now, and when we get our new body, who knows exactly what the Lord is planning for us. But we don't end here. When you leave your physical body, you don't end. You move into the next phase. Well, guys, not sure what Holy Spirit's speaking to you about, but if you're following along with us in the handbook, then add your notes, your keywords in the second column, and score yourself in the right. God bless and have an absolutely beautiful day.